And if I ask you a very difficult
question. Was that the answer? I mean, is that the...
That's that, don't I know it, ain't I knows it thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd never say don't I know it.
See why that's perfectly good, right?
Yeah.
What about if I ask you a very difficult question and you're not sure of the answer, you might say, well...
I don't know,
Okay. And if you've been trying to make up your mind about something, you might say, well, I've been thinking...
About it.
Okay. If you had been discussing something with a friend of yours, what would you do with him?
Talking to him.
You what?
Talking to him.
Say the whole thing.
I've been talking to him.
Okay, are I looking for a preterative verb to be? I
was talking to him.
Okay. Are you?
Were talking to him.
Alright. If you can't understand why somebody does something, you might say, well, what him do it?
Well, what makes him do it?
Or nobody's sure he did it, but people...
Oh, say he did. Okay. People think he did.
Or if you want to use an indefinite pronoun there, instead of people, you might say...
Everyone. Everyone says he. Everyone thinks he.
Okay. What about a structure that people live in? You said that sure is a nice...
Home, house.
Okay.
Houses. Plural, plural, plural.
All right, farm time. What about buildings on a farm?
Well, you have a barn. Usually a house to store your grain in. People most time don't have just what you get an old shack. You know, you run the tenant off and get the shack and store grain and stuff, corn and hay and stuff in those old houses. So you'd have that, and you'd have a wood house and you'd have a smoke house where you'd cure your meat. And that's, you have various, just various sheds and stuff. You have a chicken house, be chickens, and put a barn there. And your barn would be your main thing. You'd have a loft up in it and keep hay and stuff there.
Okay. Any building where you keep corn exclusively?
Well, usually either in the barn or in these just a house, you know, just a regular house. Most people didn't have anything, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you know corn grill?
I only through Blag's work.
Okay. And what about a building that where you store just grain in general?
Don't know anything like silo. I mean, I never use that. Just a grain house.
Okay. Well, what about
seed house?
Pronunciation item. You got to pick up here. It's a place where you store grain in general. It's a form of the word.
Oh, granary.
Okay. And what about the part of the barn where you keep hay?
Loft.
Talk about hay once it's cut, what's done with it if it's not baled.
Stacked. Mm-hmm. Put it in a haystack. Haystack.
Okay. What are those, how would you say they're shaped?
Well, most of them are kind of pyramidal shaped.
Kind of like cone.
Yeah.
Okay. As far as you know, when they make them, do they stack them around a pole? Or?
Yeah, almost always. Stack them around a pole.
Any particular term for small piles of hay that raked up?
Just piles of hay.
What about a shelter other than the barn outside, to several poles and some kind of roof for it?
I don't know anything about that, except two legs were.
What about, say, if a farmer is using a wagon to bring in his hay, maybe some kind of frame that he could have on the sides of it that would increase the capacity that he could carry? You ever heard that called anything? Okay. You ever heard of hay rack?